Hello, and welcome back to the next episode of Main Character with me, your host, Andrea Marie Tita. I'm so excited to be here today and to be doing another solo episode. With it being the end of the year, I'm just feeling all sorts of inspired for the new year, and I wanted to chat it through with you guys. This episode is going to be focused on having that positive mindset, good vibes, anything is possible, and just really starting off the new year and going after whatever it is that you want. So this is going to be a little bit of an overlap to kick it off with the post that I shared this week on the photo shoot that I did that really inspired the theme of this episode and inspired me in the building of the idea of the podcast. So I'll tell the story a little bit deeper too, but when I was thinking of the idea for the podcast and I was thinking of doing the photo shoot, I didn't really realize it in the moment, but taking that one action to do the photo shoot itself and to put my idea into motion was propelling me not only to take that step to actually do it, to actually, once the photo shoot was done, to actually execute and do the podcast. It was propelling me really into a next version of myself, like holding myself accountable to seeing what was possible, like seeing what was out there. Because in that photo shoot, like I was so nervous. I went in, you know, not knowing how to pose, not knowing what I was doing, not knowing, not even realizing in that day that I was just giving myself all of these lessons that I could do it. And even if I didn't know everything, I could figure it out. And that was so important for me to go through that experience, and highly recommend like surrounding yourself with good energy, good people. I had chat with Rachel Deeb. I can't recommend her enough, but I had chat with her one other time for headshots and just like immediately got that good energy from her. And she made me feel safe and like I could truly express myself and truly be myself. And it was just a really incredible experience just knowing that I could do it and I could try and I could, you know, of course I didn't do everything perfectly. And some of the pictures I was like, you know, not looking or looking a different way. But it was through that day that as I was looking back at those pictures and reflecting, and this can be anything, this can be a reflection from anything last year, or even last month, whenever you want to do this type of look back. But in that reflection, I was just like, wow, like, it was one of the first times in a long time that I was like, I was really scared, but I tried something completely outside of my comfort zone. And I had tried things outside of my comfort zone in the past, but like doing a photo shoot, launching a podcast, like those two things really pushed me to challenge myself and to realize that I was put here for a specific reason. And like, you know, I might not even know the full reason yet, but I feel like it's getting me a little bit closer to being on track to really realizing, what do I want to say? Like, what is my truth? What is my purpose? How can I help people? And it was a really incredible exercise that I went through in doing that reflection. So I just wanted to share it because I don't think we realize how important like taking that one action can be, like taking that first step or making that first call or sending that person a DM. I was reading, I think it was an article or maybe it was an Instagram post, but that once you start hearing no over and over, it just becomes like second nature and you're like, okay, cool. Like it'll get me to the next yes. And I feel like this year has been that year of that. Like, yeah, it's still a little bit like, oh, would have been nice to hear back from that person, or, oh, you know, I wish they responded, or, you know, I wish they said yes and didn't happily decline or politely decline. But it's also like less, cause I'm kind of like, I'll connect with who I'm meant to. And maybe it's just a not right now. And maybe it could happen a year or 5 years or 10 years down the line. So I was really, proud of myself. And it's tough to say that. And it has been tough to say that in the past, but I hope you take some time. And this isn't, I know that like new year, new me, like this isn't meant to be that type of, preachy message, but it's just to say, like, you can look back and reflect and ask yourself these questions and tell yourself you're proud of yourself at any point during the year. It just right now, I feel like for me, the energy that's coming up is like, okay, what do I want this next chapter to look like, this next season for the podcast? Like, what do I want that to be? So I'm taking that opportunity to look back and to look at the struggles and look at the accomplishments and look at the challenges and really to be proud of myself. Cause I think if you had asked me a year ago at this time, I would have been super excited, but I couldn't have even imagined how much more I'd feel myself through doing this process. Like, I was on the path last year at this time, but I truly feel like I'm coming into like being my most authentic expression of myself. And like, that's really exciting because I think I spent a really long time not wanting to share that side of me. And even from being a little girl, you know, and like having all these, I always had a big imagination and curiosity and all of that. And like, not that no one supported me, everyone did. And like, my parents always cheered me on, but like, just trying to, I spent so much time trying to make myself smaller and trying to not take up as much space and trying to not be loud and be bold and be bright. And like, it's just so freeing to finally be at that place where I'm like, I can just be me. I can be loud. I can shine. I can express and I can use my voice. And like, I'm only sharing this because I hope it helps anyone that listens to know that you, once you take the time to like sit down and think about what it is you truly want and what you want to say or what you want to be or whatever you want to do, it doesn't have to be related to even a podcast or music or anything that I'm doing. It can be anything separate. But once you take that time to like give yourself those quiet mornings to journal or that space to just think in solitude and realize what you truly want to say, it's a feeling like no other. Because if you had asked me even 3 or 4 years ago, yes, I would sing. I was a little bit more hesitant to even post it, but I would post stuff. I started posting things a couple years ago. But if you were to ask me if I would actually speak and record myself and then listen back to it, like just my talking voice, like I never would have said that would be something I could see myself doing, because I was always the person that would criticize and like listen back to myself. And it's just to see myself in this moment is just really freeing, because I just feel like I'm getting to a place where I can just be me. So some of the things that I've been trying to do is like think about who I would want, you know. Don't take advice from people that you wouldn't trade lives with. So, you know, ask your friends that inspire you or like are doing something that you want to be doing. Like, ask them what they would do and ask them what they think of your idea, if they think it's worth pursuing. Like, having those people that you trust and you can like bounce ideas off of and you know their feedback is coming from a genuine place, but also like they're like in the day-to-day of running a business or they're in the day-to-day of like building something. Like, those are the people that you'd want to ask those types of questions to. And just realizing that it's okay to take some time and like rest and reset. I think I've struggled with that too. Like, I'm a creative, so should I always be creating? And you need that time to reset. You need that time to like think about what you want to do next, or take a long weekend, or, you know, have a weekend of no phone. That's one of my goals in the new year, to just like really be able to be present and think about where I want to go next and what I want to do and how I want to try and achieve it. So I did this exercise too. I think I've shared it, but I'll share it here. I think it was on the Andrew Huberman Labs podcast episode, and I can find it too, but journaling on a day in your dream life. So it was a very incredible like practice to do, because you feel yourself like immersed in that higher version or higher level that you want to get to. And you can see it, like you can feel it. You feel the emotions that you would feel if you get those things. And I did it when I was in the sauna. So I feel like that was even more of a cool experience because you're like in the suffering and you're doing that, but it's very like encouraging and inspiring to do it. But it doesn't take long. And I just did like morning to night, a day in the dream life. And I really think that helped me like gather my thoughts, think about what I wanted to do, where I wanted to go, what's important to me, what I should be prioritizing, if there's things I want. So I think that was really interesting to do. And then the other thing was just like, if you know that there's something that you've been thinking about, I always say this like internally to myself, if there's something that the Andrea in 5 years and 10 years and 15 years will look back and be like, oh, I should have tried that. Or like, I wish I did that. Like, honestly, that's why I'm here. Like, that's why I'm even doing the podcast, because it was like the truest way that I could think of to express myself is to use your voice. And I was like, I know that even 5, 10, 15 years down the line, I would regret this not doing it. So that really pushed me to be like, just try, like, just give it a whirl and see where it goes. And I will say, like, I know I'm less than maybe 8 months in, but, you know, that episode with Kristen Gaffney, like, that is something that she's been inspiring me for years. That is something I, you know, had manifested since I thought of the podcast. I was like, that'd be so cool to chat with her. And to have something like that come true this year was just like, you're on the right path. Like wherever it's headed, it just gave me that little push to be like, there's a reason. And there's a reason that I have these ideas in my mind and that I want to have these conversations with people. So that's all to be said. Like if there's something that you're thinking about and you're not sure where to start, like message me, I will chat with you. Not that I have all the answers, but I might just be able to brainstorm with you on where you could start. And like that first step is just, it's the hardest, but it's the best feeling. Cause once you start, like you're really not going to back out. Like, I don't think you would stop. Like if I recorded that one episode and I don't know, I just think you start to build momentum like week after week and you wanted to start for a reason. So I try and remember that. Like, no, nothing has even come to me that I would want to stop. Like, but people have said to me in the last year, like, oh, wow, people usually don't get past, I think it's like the 12th episode or something. And I just kept thinking, like, that, I don't know, like, that didn't even cross my mind. But I can see how just trying to keep that idea in the back of your mind, like you're starting this for a reason. So whatever it is you want to start, like having that in your mind, pay attention to the way your body reacts when you're in environments or with certain people, like pay attention to that. Cause like, I'll notice like even certain, if I say yes to something and I'm in a certain environment, like you can start to feel the nausea or like the unsettling or, you can feel anxious. And it's like, that's pretty telling that you might not be in the place that you're meant to be. And that's okay. But, you know, then you get in environments like if I come in here and I'm recording, or if I go to a networking event and I meet someone super exciting and that I wanted to connect with, like you feel excited. It's like that excitement, not the nervous nerves, but pay attention because your body tells you way more than you think. And it's really important to follow that and be in environments. I know I will keep saying this every episode, but get in environments that you feel good, that you feel like you can fully be you. You don't feel like people are judging you. And you know when you're in an environment that you're like, oh, this person's saying something, or this person's judging me, or this person's, you know, doesn't even really want me here or whatever. Like you can feel that. So like just follow that, because this is such a beautiful world and like there are so many incredible people that you can meet, and it's not worth your time and energy if you're not fully feeling like fully valued and appreciated. So my little, I know I said this too, but like my love letter to you this week and going into the new year is genuinely anything is possible. And I wouldn't say it if I didn't believe it. I do believe it. And I think there's so much magic, the world, the universe, God, whatever you believe in. I think there is so much abundance and I think it's available for everyone. I think there's room for everyone. I think it's all up to us, like controlling your thoughts and controlling what you believe you're worthy of. But I believe you can do it. I know you can. And like, whatever you're going into this year focusing on, just give it your all. Get organized. That's one of my goals, to get organized with the podcast, to get organized with my rights. Get organized, go all in, get around good people, and most importantly, be a good person and just watch it all unfold. And I know that it's going to be not easy. It really isn't. And you'll have days that you doubt yourself and you'll have days that you're like, what am I even doing? Why am I doing this? But then you have days that it's like, it's full circle and you understand why you were put on that path to do that. So that's my little short and sweet solo. Anything is possible. I hope you guys have, I don't know if this will be out before or after the holidays, but I hope you have an amazing holiday, an amazing new year. Thank you for being here. And as always, I am sending you all the love and light in the world. And we'll see you next time. Mwah.